T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, winner of 3 Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence.
In your face, Milwaukee!
Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. More on the Brewers and the Dodgers. Eric Steven, SB Nation, will talk Dodgers with us in about 30 minutes. I'm excited to know more about the Dodgers and how Dave Roberts might counter the moves that Craig Counsell is already doing. Still do not have the, let's just make sure on this, we do not have the Brewers 25-man roster. They have to get it out by 10.
Yeah.
Looks like they're going to do it right at 10 again.
And we'll know at 10:01.
All right, so we do not have the 25-man roster. So we do know that there are a good slate of NFL games this weekend. Two teams on bye, Lions and the Saints. Two teams playing last night. Undefeated on Thursday nights.
Yeah, I went against you guys. I took the Giants, and you guys crushed me. It was over in the... That game was going the wrong direction for me right from the beginning.
How are the Giants so terrible when you've got Saquon Barkley and Odell Beckham Jr.? That offense should be... Oh, I know. Eli Manning's getting worse.
God, he's terrible. 37?
Well, they got no offensive line either. And
then after the game, he says he can still play. You last night proved me wrong and proved my theory. My theory didn't work last night. You know, the home underdog in the division on a primetime game. Well, last night it didn't work.
The theory works unless that team is trash.
Yeah, which the Giants are.
Well, sometimes it goes, but it just... I mean, in the long haul, it works, but last night was a setback.
Good tweet from Ross Tucker last night, who covers the NFL. He said, in all sincerity, I think Eli's the first player I can ever remember that has legitimately hurt their Hall of Fame resume by continuing to play in his final years.
Well, there's a guy out there, a gambler, a touter, a sports touter, calls himself Mr. Monday Night because he claims he picks every Monday night game right.
Oh, like I'm Mr. Thursday.
Well, that's what I was going to lead you right there. You ought to call instead of calling yourself the legend, all that other stuff, call yourself Mr. Thursday Night.
I think I may have to. Well, let's see if I'm Mr. Sunday.
I'm the maker of nicknames here at the show.
We're $50.
Yes.
You owe Cody
25.
25 from last night.
Yeah, he bet me on a preseason game last week.
We talked about doing NBA. Packers Niners, which is Monday night's game, 9.5.
Okay.
I will do that with you for 100.
All right. So I'll take the Niners plus the 9.5. You love that game.
I love it so much.
So we are quadrupling the stakes, if that's a word.
Yes, it is a...
Quadruple the stakes.
It is a Quarless quadrupler.
Yes.
Named after Andrew Quarless.
Okay, Ron.
The former...
You got that, you got that one down there?
Yeah, it's all set.
I'll be in LA.
We got to move through these this week.
Yeah.
We got to move through these.
Yeah, we got to.
Enough flirting. We got to get right down and dirty, boys. Atlanta hosting the Buccaneers. The Falcons are 1-4. The Buccaneers are 2-2. Jameis Winston will start this one. The spread, Cody.
-3 Falcons favorite at home.
What are the Falcons now?
They're 1-4.
1-4, man.
They lost to Pittsburgh last week. Bad. 41-17 was that score.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I don't know what to think of this one. You guys got a feel on it?
Well, everyone thinks it's going to be a shootout. I tend to agree. I'm going to lean towards the home team. I'm going to take Atlanta.
Yeah, the over and under is 57.
Well, everyone thinks it's going to be a
shootout. I never like home teams that are favored by a field goal because that tells you maybe the other team is better. I'd lean toward Tampa.
Yeah, I like Atlanta. I like them huge in this game. Win by like 10.
Rhodes right off the start here. You don't waste any time.
Yeah, that's one of my picks of the week. The Falcons, -3.
I've already got 100 in with frames. I'd do 25 on this with you.
Okay, yeah, again, I don't have a feel on this, but I would never take Atlanta. I don't like a home 3-point favorite. I'll take Tampa.
And we're betting.
25 apiece here, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
All right, let's
running
start.
It down.
Oh, my God. All right, the Bengals are 4-1. They host the 2-2-1 Pittsburgh Steelers. Cody?
This one is -2 Bengals.
Well, Rosie is smiling today because he says he likes a lot of games.
Do you like this one, Cody?
I love this one. Oh, this is my lock of the week.
Rhodes loves the
on the underdog, the Steelers.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, I would have guessed you would have loved the Bengals.
No,
here.
I love Pittsburgh in this one.
Oh, you know you do, huh?
I love Tomlin. He's fired up. He just got fined.
Really? Yeah.
Antonio Brown.
You love the Steelers, huh?
Le'Veon Bell's coming back in a few weeks. I think their team's finally getting back on track.
Okay.
I love the Steelers, too, in this one. I love the Steelers.
I am so high on Pittsburgh this week. Like, there's no way they're losing this game.
None.
Well, you know what? I love the Steelers up until about 30 seconds ago.
All right.
Oh,
I'm
the
writing
Bengals.
It down, Freems.
I love the Bengals now. Yeah.
Bart, you in on this one?
You guys love this one
Are
so much.
Are we betting on this one?
I love the Bengals. Yeah.
Sure. I don't. Whatever.
What? What do you mean, whatever?
You want to bet?
Yeah, I thought you liked it.
I already got 100 on you. I was cut off.
Oh.
But I just love the Steelers so much that let's go.
Okay, I'll take the Bengals.
Well, let's bet on every game this week. Why not?
Well, okay.
Might as well.
The Browns are 2-2-1.
Brewers aren't playing Sunday.
No, we guess do something.
Neither are the Packers.
Browns are 2-2-1. They host the Chargers. Browns won last week in overtime against the Ravens. Chargers a win against the Raiders. I believe the Chargers are favored.
They open as a -1 favorite. It's down to a pick 'em now.
All right, I'm going to take the Chargers on the road. I just don't think the Browns are ready to stack success yet. They will do that once Mike McCarthy's their head coach next season.
I like the Browns in this one, too.
I like the Browns in
I like the Chargers, I said.
Oh.
No, I'm not going to bet on this one. I'm not going to bet again. Okay. I can't bet where my heart is invested. My heart is invested in the Browns.
Rhodes, how much do you like this game?
Don't we both like the Browns?
Yeah, I'm just saying, but you have a little, whenever you have that little strut, yeah, you know, it's like a tell.
I mean, I don't like love this game.
Okay, I like the Browns.
So we're not betting on this one, but I am taking the Chargers, and you can see all my picks. Bart's Bets, 1057FMTheFan.com. Houston 2-3, hosting Buffalo 2-3. Buffalo, a hard team to figure out. They went to Minnesota and destroyed them. Went to Green Bay, got destroyed, and then beat the Titans, who I think are a pretty good team.
I don't get that. They're a hard team to figure out. Yet they're, a 10-point underdog here?
Yes,
why don't you open the bidding here, Chuck, on
Freems?
This one?
Like the Bills to cover the 10. Like the Bills here.
I love the Texans.
Really?
I love the Texans in this one.
Yeah, I like the Bills.
The Texans are disappointing.
I don't think the Texans are that good.
But they're at home.
Watson's beat up. I don't care if they're at home.
Okay. Well, I like the Bills here, Bart, if you want to.
I think the Bills have a pretty good defense. I don't think that the Texans can run away with this game.
Cody just convinced me not to bet the Texans. I will take the Texans, but I will not bet the Texans.
Okay.
So Cody just talked himself out of a free $25.
Okay.
Cody. I would have gone, but you convinced me. Good job.
That didn't take much. Usually you go to the opposite of him.
Yeah. I'm surprised that you're just backing down so easily. Okay. Usually you stand up for what you believe in.
Oh, no, I like that. Interesting. So. Miami 3-2, hosting the Bears at 3-1. The Bears are wearing their orange jerseys this
weekend. I love
those
jerseys,
by the way.
You
know, I do like those. I do, too.
Yeah, they're nice jerseys.
3-2 Dolphins. I think this is a 3-point spread.
3.5 Bears on the road.
Mm. Yeah, I think I'm going to take the Dolphins to cover the 3.5.
The Bears, are they good enough yet to be a favorite against anybody, especially on the road?
Well, this is a really hard one because the Dolphins they started 3-0, then went to New England and lost, then went to Cincinnati and lost. So, I mean, no, Cincinnati's 4-1. The Patriots are the Patriots. The Dolphins may be a good team, but they're a 3.5-point underdog at home. I am going to go with Miami.
Yeah, I like Miami, the home underdog here, too.
I like Miami, too, to cover.
Oh.
I do. I do like Miami to cover. I think it'll be an ugly, low-scoring game. Trubisky's not throwing 6 touchdowns on this one.
What about the Bears? Are they going to win?
Oh, they'll win. They'll win by a field goal.
Over and under is 41.5. That seems kind of high.
41 seems high?
Yeah, for these two teams.
Well, possibly.
I mean, the Bears put up 48 in our last game, but I like the under in this one, too.
Vikings 2-2-1, hosting the Cardinals at 1-4. I mean, the Vikings... Vikings. What's the spread? 10?
-10.
Vikings. Yep. Cardinals are bad. I don't know how they won last week, but they're bad.
So play the 49ers with no Garoppolo?
I think Arizona's going to cover the 10, but the Vikings are going to win. I like Arizona plus the 10, but Minnesota to keep it within the number.
This is a similar situation, the Vikings in Buffalo a few weeks ago. I don't think the Vikings let that happen to them again. I think they blow them out.
Yeah, I do too.
I like Arizona. You guys want
to? No, I will never force myself to root for Minnesota, ever. ever in my life. It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins, 105.7 FM, The Fan. The rest of the game's coming up, and then we'll preview the Dodgers 9:35.
Well, this is good grilling out weather. It's a little chilly outside, but that grill, you get that thing fired up and put some meat on it from Robert's Specialty Meats in Waukesha. Paul Roberts was just out there the other day, picked up a load of food for the weekend for the grill. I'll be grilling out in a Freeman household, and it all starts. Picked up 2 pounds of Robert's ribs on a stick. I should have got 3 or 4 pounds, but I left some for you all out there because you're going to head out there today. Get some Robert's ribs on a stick, the boneless pork ribs, marinated in a smoky barbecue sauce. Or you can also try the equally popular marinated chicken skewers in barbecue, garlic parmesan, or the Door County cherry if you're not a big fan of ribs on a stick. But who is not? Who would not be a fan of ribs on a stick? Robert's ribs on a stick, his own smoky barbecue sauce, his own special recipe. You put it on a grill for a couple of minutes on each side, and it is good to go. But not only that, the hand-cut steaks they got there, the tenderloins, not only tenderloins, but the New York strips that they got. It's all good. The ribeyes, man, the T-bones. Picked up a couple of T-bones for the weekend as well. It's all good at Robert's Specialty Meats. And also, they got the over 30 varieties of the original sausages and broths, the mild, the hot, the Al Capone Italian sausage, just bursting with zesty flavor. Call Paul today, 262-549-MEAT for the best selection. Also, their website, Robert's Specialty Meats, Waukesha.com. It's got some money-saving coupons on there. You can save you a buck or two. By all means, though, for all your grilling needs this weekend, stop it out, say hi to Paul, his wonderful, wonderful staff there. They'll tell you the right and the wrong way to cook these things. And, again, the ribs on a stick, a couple of minutes on each side, and you are good to go. Get some steaks. Try the burgers there. The burgers, the marinated burgers, man, the half-pounders are good. The beef brisket burgers, get some of those, man. Get the half-pounders, put them on your grill, and put a couple of onions on there. Get some nice delicatessen buns, and you are good to go for a great lunch this weekend during all this great sports action that we got coming up. So by all means, stop out to Robert's Specialty Meats, Sunset Drive at Waukesha, easy to get to, across from the old Kmart. Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
The weekend is here, and you know what that means. Playoff baseball, Wisconsin football, and Green Bay football.
Rodgers end zone.
This week, it's a Pick and Save Fan Friday, brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores, where Wisconsin saves on groceries.
Yeah, kind of a weird weekend. I'm Bart, that's Chuck, Cody Grant as well. You've got the Brewers tonight, you've got the Brewers again tomorrow, and then the Badgers at night, and the Packers don't play till Monday. But a full slate of NFL games for you, as we are throwing the money that we do not have around and trying to take each other's paychecks from each other.
Well, or cash advances out of the credit
cash
card.
Cash advance is always
five
good.
Five credit cards.
I think my wife gets paid next week, so I should be moderately fine. Roads Cody, the bets we've made so far?
So far, you guys have the $100 bet. First one of the season. Bart has the Packers -9.5 against Freems, who has the 49ers to cover. And then myself and Bart have a few bets against Freems. We both have Atlanta -3 against the Bucks. And then, Bart, you and me also have Pittsburgh +2 against Freems' Bengals.
The Jets are 2-3. They host the 1-4 Colts. What's the spread on this one?
This one's a close spread. I got it at 2.5 for the Jets at home.
Oh, they're favored?
Yes.
I'm going to take the Colts to win this game.
Yeah, I like the Colts in this one, too.
I like the Jets to win, but I'm not overly confident in this game, so
like
I'm not going to.
I do kind of like the Colts. A little bit better than normal on this
Jets
one.
Got a big win last week against Denver, 34-16. Yeah. Colts lost at New England. Didn't really look good in that one, but...
But the Jets did look good in that Denver game, man.
Yeah, that was... who had 200-some yards? Crowell?
When I was in Denver last Sunday, we were watching this game, and this game was on in the press box at the Coors Field, and, man, the Jets look awesome.
Well, we'll see if it happens this week. I do not think it will. The Raiders are 1-4. They host the Seattle Seahawks. This game is in London, so it's at noon. So they host, quote-unquote, but it's in London.
No 8:30 starts anymore?
There is one next week.
Okay, but this one isn't. This must
be. This one's a nooner.
Okay.
And I think next week is Chargers somebody, and that will be on, might be Eagles, but it will be on CBS. This one is just on normal
Fox,
but you have to have the package to watch it in a red zone. I'm going to go with, well, what's the spread?
-2.5 Seattle.
I'm going to take Seattle over in London. I think Seattle's going to be one of those teams that aren't good, but by the end of the season, they have like 9 wins.
Yeah, they'll get sneaking into the playoffs, one of those type.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Oakland here. I like Oakland in the upset.
Yeah, I love Seattle here in like a, maybe like a 10-point win, something like that.
Whoa,
Rhodes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm willing to take 2.5 here.
Yeah, I'll take you on this one.
Rhodes, you're in.
I'll sit on the sidelines. My other rule is never bet London games.
Because of the flight and all that, you don't know what's going to happen over there? Or...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Washington host the Panthers. Washington is a tough team to figure out. I believe they are favored by
a
point.
Pick him now. It's time to pick him.
Sounds like it's moving Carolina's way.
Now, when Carolina's at home, I'm pretty much always going to take Carolina at home. Always. On the road, they're a different story. I will take them here, though. The Redskins team, they're too... I mean, I know they beat the Packers, but I'm going to go with Carolina.
I like Washington. I was impressed with Washington a couple weeks ago against Green Bay. I think Washington's going to beat Carolina here. Carolina's better than Green Bay, but I think Washington still gets them.
Yeah, I think Carolina falters this weekend. I think Washington takes them down.
You know, it's very possible that happens, so I will keep my wallet in my pants on that one. The Broncos, maybe an old-fashioned Denver double down here. The Broncos are 2-3 coming off that awful loss to the Jets. They host the 5-0 Rams, who are 7-point favorite?
7.5.
Oh, so it's going up.
Oh, no, back down to 7. Sorry.
7, okay. I am not betting on this one. No Denver double D from me.
This will be the first weekend that we don't do a Denver double down.
Yeah.
This is a tough one because that 7.5, that 7 is a lot. I am going to take the Rams, though.
A road dog? I mean, a road favorite of 7? 7.5, you said? That's, if anything, I'd take the home team here, Denver, but I don't have a real good feel. I mean, the Rams might just wax them.
I'm going to take the Rams.
Actually, you know, I'll take the Rams, too.
Cody? Yeah, I got the Rams, too.
We all took the same
to bet against the Rams these days.
Wow, good for us.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep. All right, the Cowboys are 2-3. They host the Jacksonville Jaguars at 3-2. I was on Twitter the other day, and I don't know why this popped up, but it did. Every week, because it's not like the Packers where you know what jersey they're going to wear, but the Jaguars every week have a different color scheme. Pants, shirts, and like I watch the unveiling of it. They do it on some show. And so this week it's going to be black top and teal pants. I think it's the first time they've ever used this combo. And I think that combo is enough to convince me that they're going to beat Dallas on the road. The spread on this one?
-3, Jacksonville.
I like Jacksonville.
No, I do, too.
I like Dallas. The home underdog here going in the Jerry World. I like the Cowboys to get a win here.
So then Jacksonville would fall to 3-3 with a loss.
No, I don't.
I think Dallas is just so bad. Like, every team in the NFC East right now is bad.
I'll take them, though.
I'll go 25 on you.
Yeah, me too, Frames.
I like the home underdog here. I'm not going to tell you my secret here, but I like the Cowboys here.
We figured it out.
No, I got a few of them, though.
All right. I'm taking Jacksonville. Do you want to bet?
Do I? Yeah. I'll take Dallas.
Okay. You want to bet against me, too?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
It's down.
Tennessee 3-2 hosting the Ravens at 3-2. This should be a good one at Tennessee in the afternoon. Spread on this one?
Tennessee. I got -3 Ravens.
I'm going to take the home dog.
See, I like Baltimore here. No, I do. I do like Baltimore.
I like Baltimore, too,
They're
back
not the
on
bad.
Track.
I'm just saying I like Baltimore.
Tennessee just lost to the Buffalo.
I don't like them better than life itself, but I like Baltimore.
Well, you got a team that lost to Buffalo in Tennessee and a team that lost to Cleveland and Baltimore. Yeah.
I think Cleveland's good, though. Like, better than Buffalo. I know the record's pretty much the same.
Okay. Well, we don't have to bet on this.
No, I will. If you guys want to go, I'll go.
No, I'm not.
Do you like it?
I like Tennessee. You don't have to. You do not have to bet every game. Okay. I've already got 200 in the kitty.
Jeez.
Yep.
All right, I'll take Baltimore. I'll take Baltimore -3, 25. Fine. I'll take Baltimore. Put it down, Rhodes.
And the Sunday night game.
We're going to break Twitter.
Patriots are 3-2. They host the Chiefs. The spread on this?
Pats favored at home -3.
Yeah, I'll take them. I'll take New Orleans.
Oh, I think Kansas City keeps it going here.
No.
No. No, I think the wrong team is favored here. Kansas City's a better team. I'll take the Chiefs. I know the Patriots have looked better as of late. Kansas City's going to win this game.
I'm going to sit out the betting on this one, but I will take New England.
Rhodes, what do you like?
I like Kansas City.
Yeah.
I like Kansas City to come into Foxborough and go continue their undefeated streak.
I do too.
Yeah, a lot of people think it's going to be a showdown. The Chiefs and Rams both undefeated when they face off in Mexico City in about a month's time.
I would take the over on this game, though, for sure.
It seems like the Patriot games usually do go over the total.
Do we 59. Know the over 59?
59.
I take the over.
There's some big over and unders. 59, 57 out there.
I really would. I mean, Chiefs defense is awful. Patriots defense isn't great.
Yeah,
Both good offenses.
No, I like the over in this one, too.
Yeah.
So no bet for me, Rhodes.
All right, we'll post those online. We'll post those on Twitter. The big one is Monday night. I've got the Packers -9.5. After watching what they did in Detroit, I'm gonna say, yep, that's a team that can beat any team by 10 points.
That's no analysis. That's just your heart.
That's just me being dumb.
Okay. Well, I'd say the Packers, to me, haven't shown any reason why they should be like a 9.5-point favorite. They shouldn't be a 9.5-point favorite against West Dallas Hale at this point. You were to tell me the Huskies are on the field against those guys. Yes.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. How about the Brewers and the Dodgers? We've talked a lot from the Brewers' perspective, but what about the Dodgers? Will Craig Counsell's move of two lefty starters right away in this series pay off, or is Dave Roberts going to counter? We will talk with Eric Steven, who covers the Dodgers, SB Nation. He is next. Chuck and Winkler on the fan.
The weekend is here, and you know what that means. Playoff baseball, Wisconsin football, and Green Bay football.
Rodgers end zone. Touchdown!
This week, it's a Pick and Save Fan Friday. Brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores, where Wisconsin saves on groceries.
Yeah, they have a very left-handed rotation. You know, it means you're going to see different lineups. Kind of regularly is what I would tell you. So you won't see one lineup. There'll be more guys kind of in the starting lineup, and we think we have the players for it, but you'll definitely see different names in the starting lineup because of it.
Probably true for both teams. That's Craig Counsell, of course, Brewers manager. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. As we get ready for game one tonight, parking lot opens at 4, gates open 4:40. Clayton Kershaw, Gio Gonzalez on the mound in game one of what could go 7 very easily between the Brewers and the Dodgers. Covering the Dodgers for SB Nation and True Blue LA is Eric Steven, and he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Eric, thank you for a couple minutes. How are you?
Hi, Eric.
Very good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Eric, the lefties starting the first two games with Gonzalez and Miley. Lefties for the Brewers. How does that affect the Dodgers, and what does that do to their lineup?
Yeah, they've been running almost a strict platoon at like 4 positions for, you know, the better part of the last 2 months. So you're going to see some different lineups, I think. It probably means, you know, Max Muncy has like arguably been the Dodgers' best hitter, really coming out of nowhere, but they don't really have a spot for him because, you know, their best hitter against lefties has been David Freese, and he starts at first. And then you have Justin Turner at third. And those are like the two positions Muncy can really play. You could stretch and maybe put him at second, but it's such a defensive drop-off, they don't want to do that. So you'll probably see Max Muncy sitting today. You might see Cody Bellinger not in the lineup as well. Those are like the two big sort of left-handed options. But you'll see a lot of you know, David Freese, Matt Kemp will get some starting time. In a weird way, Yasiel Puig might not start because he has reverse splits the last 2 years. It's been really weird, but he might play against Wade Miley in game 2, but we'll see. But you're going to see some different lineup changes. But the thing is with the Dodgers, they aggressively sub out guys throughout the game. So, like, they have their top 12 hitters. Those guys will all get playing time at some point in the game.
I'm surprised that, I mean, I get the splits, but is David Freese that good against lefties that they consistently sit Max Muncy? Because if so, what the Brewers are trying to do clearly is take some of the Dodgers' best hitters out of the lineup for these first two games to get a little leg up. I just that's surprising to me, Eric.
It is a little weird, but he has been that good. Like, you know, it's been kind of ridiculous. He had. He had a big hit for the Dodgers in the NLDS. It was against a right-hander. But you know, against lefties, he's been the Dodgers' best hitter. Basically, it's only been a month, so it is a small sample size. But he has a history in his career of hitting lefties, and it's really and Muncy, while he hit lefties a little bit to start the season, he's kind of tailed off in the second half. So it's more the guys against lefties were slumping, and they have other options. So that's sort of been the Dodgers' MO in this situation.
Every time I've seen Clayton Kershaw pitch, usually it's great baseball. He goes out there. I've never really seen him have his lunch handed to him. Do you remember the worst performance you ever seen from this guy? Has he ever had it really just been taken to the woodshed?
I'm trying to think. There's been a few that kind of stand out, but you know, in the playoffs, it's always like usually the times he's had a rough time in the playoffs is when he stayed in too long, like. They had that one 2014 NLDS game one. Dodgers were up 6-1 at some point, and it was like probably one of the hottest days I can ever remember in recent years at Dodger Stadium. And they just sort of kept Kershaw in, you know, maybe longer than they should have. And the Cardinals staged this super long rally in the seventh, I believe, and he gave up a 3-run double to cough up the lead to Matt Carpenter, and it just like. That inning was kind of interminable, and in that it went so long that he was sort of allowed to stay in to do it was a little odd. But the one time I can remember that maybe he was really bad was like in Arizona. I don't remember the game. I want to say like maybe 3 years ago, but then he went on some crazy run where he gave up like fewer runs than starts for like 3 months. So it's like, you know, it's very rare. But you know, he's a little bit of a different pitcher now. He's lost about 2 miles off of his fastball, but he still knows how to pitch and has been able to really work the corners and work in a lot of off speed stuff and breaking balls. And but yeah, he's still really good. And you know, getting his head handed to him, it doesn't happen too often, but it's what makes him sort of a great pitcher, I think.
I think nationally, when you look at the Brewers, the storylines are Christian Yelich and then the Brewers bullpen right now. The Dodgers do have the edge in the starting pitching, and a big reason for that is Kershaw. What about that middle pack? We all know Kenley Jansen's very good at the back end, but once Kershaw's out and then before Jansen's in, where does that sort of those relievers match up with what the Brewers have been able to offer?
Yeah, I think that's going to be sort of a key to the series. It's always been through the years is how do the Dodgers get that bridge to Kenley Jansen? There's a little bit of a caveat to that this year because Jansen himself has struggled, but he's still, like, even with his struggles, still, like, an above-average, like, closer, in my opinion. But getting to him, it's probably you're going to see a lot of Kenta Maeda, who has been a starter most of the last 3 years, and he even made 20 starts this year, but was moved to the bullpen because he's so effective against right-handers. He's had a little bit of a snag in that he's given up some runs this year in relief. But he also has a ridiculous strikeout to walk ratio. I believe it's like 26-3 or something like that. You're going to see a lot of Caleb Ferguson, who's also a converted starter. He's a lefty. He's a rookie. Been really effective out of the pen. You know, Ryan Madsen has a lot of experience. He didn't put up really good numbers down the stretch. They got him on August 31st, but his stuff's really good, and they put him in a big spot in Game 4 against Atlanta, so he's probably one of the top guys they're going to use. And then, like, Scott Alexander's their big ground ball guy. He's a lefty. Maybe not so much of a platoon guy, but he can kind of get ground balls against either side. So you're going to see a lot of him, I think. And then Alex Wood, another guy, a converted starter. He's probably going to see some time back there. Maybe Ross Stripling. We're going to find out the rosters pretty shortly here. He was left off the NLDS roster, which was weird because he was an all-star this year, but struggled in the second half. But he sort of they thought he was tipping pitches, so he's probably back. So they're going to use a mix of those guys. But the big ones I would say is Maeda, Madsen, Ferguson, Alexander. Probably those four are the ones you're going to see the most.
If the Brewers win this series and things go wrong for the Dodgers, what has to go in the opposite way, and what would be a weakness that if maybe a storyline if the Dodgers don't win the series, what would be their downfall?
I would say it's, you know, their sort of bugaboo for most of the second half. They picked it up a little in September was hitting with runners in scoring position. You know, they hit a lot of home runs, they walk a lot, they put themselves in situations, but they haven't really come through all the time in with runners in scoring position. So if you see that could be an issue. I think the Brewers starters are really important in this series. you know, everyone talks about the bullpen and what the Dodgers need to do against that. I think the Dodgers need to get to that bullpen sooner than the Milwaukee wants, I think, to be able to win, because the starters, I know they pitched shortly in the Rocky series, but didn't give up a single run. So Dodgers need to do some damage against those starters to be able to win, in my opinion, to make sure that the bullpen isn't pitching with the Milwaukee bullpen isn't pitching with the lead all the time. So I think that's what you're sort of looking at, you know, situational hitting. They're going to hit some home runs, but, you know, they might be solo shots. So that's sort of the path to, like, the Brewers winning, in my opinion.
Eric, when Yasiel Puig says, Brewers, we're going to beat them four games and we're 100% going to the World Series, is that a belief that the Dodgers have as a whole, or is that just Puig being Puig?
I think they probably do. They as a team, believe they're going to go to the World Series, but I think they're smart enough not to say it out loud, you know, or at least...
Except for Puig.
Exactly right, yeah. So Puig, you know, he's sort of the go-to guy in the celebration to, you know, give you the quotes, sort of be his nickname is the Wild Horse, and he sort of embodies that during those champagne celebrations, and he has a little fun in there, and I think that's sort of part of it. Although, actually, yesterday, I believe he said this in a just regular sort of scrum setting. It wasn't a post-game thing, so he'll say some things that you're like, oh, you know, why would you say that out loud? But I don't think it's that big a deal. I think both teams think they can win, but maybe just don't predict a sweep and disrespect the other team. That's my opinion.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Eric, we'll ask you your prediction.
I think the Dodgers have a little more depth, and the starting pitching is going to be huge for them. So I think the Dodgers are going to win in six, but Milwaukee having home field advantage certainly gives them an edge, so it's not going to be an easy series.
Appreciate talking to you, man. Maybe next year's playoffs will do the same thing.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Again, you can find Eric Steven on Twitter at his name, and also True Blue LA on Twitter as well, where you can find his work. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our community since 1935.
Boy, again, if they win these first two games, going back to L.A., the series might not make it back to Milwaukee. But, I mean, how big is that? They have these first two games here, and you win it, and... somehow got to be Kershaw tonight, though.
We were asked about our coverage for the L.A. portion of the series. It will be Hollywood Frames.
Yeah, I'll be out there.
Making his first ever voyage to the City of Angels.
Yep, I've never been to L.A. Not even for a layover have I ever been to L.A. So
I don't know if I have. I thought I was there as a kid once, but my parents are always vague when I ask them.
The only two major cities I've not been to in our country have been Boston, who's still alive, and L.A. Never been to either city.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Do want to tell you guys quick about Hyundai West Allis. It's where I got my car from, and it's where you should buy your car from. Just like the crew, the customers are all winners there at Hyundai West Allis. Not only do they deliver award-winning customer service, that's one. They've got the lowest prices in town, that's two. They've got a brand-new showroom, that's three. Sounds like they just won the Triple Crown. Am I right? Hey, October is Customer Appreciation Month at Hyundai West Allis. So on top of the already great deals that you can get and the great assurances from Hyundai, on top of everything you can already get, those of you that are hearing my voice right now in need of whether it's a new car, a used car, an oil change, when you go there, do tell them that you are there because you heard Bart talking about you. You heard about them on The Fan. $1,000 off guaranteed the MSRP on vehicles, and 10% off any service in their service department. It's basically I'm giving you a $1,000 coupon. Now you just have to go there and tell them, hey, Bart, The Fan, WSSP, $1,000 off MSRP, and then 10% off any service in their service department. When it's the bottom of the ninth and you need that key hit, Hyundai West Allis comes through every time everybody else just strikes out swinging. They are located on Highway 100 between Lincoln and National. Visit them in person or check out HyundaiWestAllis.com. When you go there, make sure you mention The Fan to get your MVP pricing. I got to do this. I shouldn't, but I got to.
Yeah.
It's a story that will not die. It is giving Brewers fans a very bad look. And so we're going to end the show. We had how many calls did we have complimenting our show and our coverage?
And somebody wants to do it the other way?
I've got to make a heel turn in this final segment. I've got to yell at Brewers fans. I've got to.
Why? Things have been going so well all week.
I've got to yell at them. This story will not die.
Okay.
It needs to die. It needs to die right now. Because it cannot and will not and should not be an excuse if the Brewers do lose this series.
All right.
So Barty on his soapbox. Next.
The weekend is here, and you know what that means. Playoff baseball, Wisconsin football, and Green Bay football.
Rodgers end zone. Touchdown!
This week, it's a Pick and Save Fan Friday. Brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores, where Wisconsin saves on groceries.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler, that's Chuck Freeman. We are going to leave the week on a good note. The Craig Council commercial after the 2015 season. We played it earlier. I'm not crying, you're crying, sort of thing.
It's a tearjerker.
So we're going to play that to get you pumped up. Bill Michaels show at 10. The roster should be announced within 6 minutes, so they'll have that right away. 10 to 2 today, our big show of all,
I'm just trying
course,
to cry. I'm crying just thinking about it.
I will be crying soon.
You know what I was crying, though, a little bit? Kratz scored from third base. I was like...
You're crying, Doug?
Oh, I was like, man, we're going to do this thing. I was.
Yeah, no, that's sweet.
It was, man. I was like, 4-0.
Okay, so let's
and
keep...
And I swore a few things, and I was like, gosh darn it, we're
going
to do this.
Let's keep the good vibes going. We've got... We mentioned it yesterday... We mentioned it, said it wasn't a big deal, and people keep tweeting, and they keep emailing, and they keep, I think they're writing actual letters with pens and quill pens. What did you think about David Sampson saying that the MLB wants the Dodgers to... Enough! Enough with that! They're not going to fix the series!
Yeah.
Ratings. Everyone always says ratings. You know who wants the ratings? Fox! The MLB package is already paid for. MLB is not going to profit any more than if the Dodgers go. They'll probably profit more if the Brewers go because then they can sell more merchandise because it's new. Stop it with the ratings thing. Stop it with the fix thing. Just enjoy the series. We are having one of the best runs ever, and we are manufacturing problems because that's what we do in this state.
Well,
enough.
Well, here's what I think. If the ratings are high, baseball could sell its rights a little higher, so that's what they're looking for.
The next time, like years from now.
Well, who knows? But
just enjoy the run.
The series is not going to be fixed. Of course, baseball, it'll be best for business for them if the Dodgers won. They want to get a bigger market in there. But I also think it is good for business for the Brewers to get in there because you get a fresh face.
Yes.
You don't get the Dodgers and Boston.
Stop it with the negativity.
You've
been doing so good all week.
Dodgers and Houston. Who wants to see that noise again? Get the Brewers a fresh face in there once in a while.
All right, we're back on Monday.
And I know like the networks like to pound the same teams on their throats, but too bad.
Hey, we got to get out if we're going to play Craigers.
Okay.
Have fun in L.A.
All right, man, we'll
talk to you Monday. Craig Council, get ready, Brewers fans.
I don't know you. I don't know your story, your background, what you do for a living. And yet, I do know you. I know how your eyes lit up the first time you walked into County Stadium. I know how as a kid you dreamed of being Robin Young and wanted nothing more than to one day wear that Brewer script across your chest. I know that every summer you stay up late listening to Mr. Baseball on the radio.
Strike him out swinging!
I know that you'll never forget October 10th, 1982. September 28th, 2008.
And there's a drive in the left field. And it's gone!
Or October 7th, 2011.
Morgan, a smash up the middle. Base hit to center. Here comes Gomez. Throw and the Brewers win.
I know you because I am you. You and me, we're cut from the same cloth. This isn't something we chose. It's not a bandwagon we jumped on when it was convenient. Something we were born into, a piece of our identity passed down from generations before. Just like you, I was born a Brewer. This is my first love, my passion, my responsibility. It's a torch I'll carry with me always. Through the ups and the downs, the good times and the bad, no matter what, this will always be my team. Brewers baseball is part of who I am. It's part of who we are.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.